of the Warrior.
This is Way of the Warrior, your MMA show. I am Ken Evans in with Sean today and UFC fighter Anthony Njokuwani. Is that correct? Did I say it right?
Yes, it's almost correct.
It's almost correct. That's all we do on this show, Anthony.
Yeah, it's not like Django.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Anthony, in studio with us, if you couldn't tell, and tell us a little bit first about the event you're here for in West Michigan. What's going on this weekend?
I'm here for the Farang Muay Thai fights tonight.
Uh-huh. 28th Street, like, Crown Plaza, correct?
28th Street, Crown Plaza is going to be packed with a lot of action-packed fights.
And you're a guest there. You're not actually fighting.
No, I'm a guest. So, if I was fighting, I'll get fired.
No, I know. Let's make that clear. Yeah. We know Dana downloads us on iTunes, right? So we want to make sure that we don't get you in trouble.
What's up, Dana? How you doing, man?
So, Anthony, a special guest tonight. So people can come out. They can come see it and then get their pictures taken, all that fun stuff with you.
Yeah.
So that is tonight, 28th Street, Crown Plaza. If you want to head out tonight, make sure that you get your tickets. Just $25 to get in. That's great. And this is real Muay Thai fight.
Yeah, the full rules. And there's a little difference between modified rules and full rules. And, you know, they're going to actually put in the knees and the elbows and stuff into these fights. Like with K1, for example, you're not allowed to do elbows.
Right.
And in the clinch, it's like, a one-arm clinch with one knee, and then you have to release and then do it again. So I'm really happy with
hold.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you going to be there, Sean?
Yes, I'll be there as well.
Yeah, good. Somebody will be there to take the pictures of you, Anthony, because Sean will be there tonight.
Yeah, well, it depends on,
he's going to be my cameraman.
It's like that. They don't pay you enough to pay me enough to do that job. How about that?
I'm going
to
be Prince for tonight.
So Anthony is going to be out tonight, Crown Plaza, East 28th Street, NGR, just $25 to get in. And like you said, this is real Muay Thai fighting. I don't know. We don't see that a lot here in West Michigan, Sean.
No, more than the West Coast. My last couple of Muay Thai fights were full rules, and it's a different stance, different pace, and it's more popular out in Vegas and in California, LA, San Diego, but I'm really excited that it's coming out to the Midwest. I think the closest guy we have out here would be like Duke Rufus over in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Muay Thai legend himself. He's a world champion. He puts on some good stuff, good shows there, but it's hard for guys in GR to get over to Milwaukee to watch these shows sometimes.
Yeah, Anthony Njokuwani in studio with us right now. He's going to be there tonight. Again, Fight League presents Muay Thai at the Crown Plaza, 28th Street. For those listeners in West Michigan, you can get in for $25. That is going on tonight. You're in the middle of a camp, aren't you, Anthony?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting ready for my fight on April 20th.
You got Roger Bowling. What do you think
San
you need
Jose,
to do?
Baby.
So what do you need to do in that fight to make sure your hand's raised at the end?
Shoot, just come out there, do what I normally do. Just go out there and try to blast up on him.
Well, I know that. I know, and you don't want to give away a game plan in advance of the fight. Where are you in
That's
your
all
camp?
I'm keeping it short.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That.
Damn it. I knew he was going to start short answering me when I asked about the next fight.
Don't want to give too much of my secrets.
So how far are you into camp right now?
I'm 5 weeks out now. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I'm 6 weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this kind of where you start to ramp up? Because we always find it very interesting on the show. Most fighters kind of have a template they like to run with when they go into a fight and they're going into a camp. What do you look at? Where do you want to make sure you are in each of these weeks? Because obviously you want to make sure you're peaking the week of that fight, which is always tough because you guys have media and everything. You have a bunch of jerks like me trying to talk to you all day. That's when you want to actually peak. So where do you go when you're 5 weeks out right now?
Well, actually, I want to start peaking right now, around this time.
Okay,
this
perfect.
I want to start peaking. And 6 weeks out, I better be in great shape, better be ready with my jiu-jitsu, my wrestling, everything. If it's not on that top peaking level, then I'm in for some problems.
So this is a Fox card, so there's always an opportunity there. Do you know where you're lined up yet inside the preliminaries and the main card yet?
I'm not exactly sure where I'm lined up at. Hopefully we're the starter off in for the main card.
Gotcha.
But you never know how it goes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. But even the Fox shows, that means the prelims are going to be on FX, which is a great platform. Mm-hmm. And obviously, always in these cards, you've got an opportunity if you have that great fight to always end up on the main broadcast.
Main card,
you never. I mean, you got guys like Frank Mir and Cormier on that card. Somebody could easily get KO'd in that fight.
There's a lot of top-notch fighters.
Yeah, I mean Benson Henderson, Gilbert Melendez. They're going to be the main event on that card, obviously. actually. You got a lot of guys, Dan Hardy, yeah. Nate Diaz, a lot, Josh the Punk Thompson on there.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
A lot of guys on this card.
It's a stacked card.
Yeah, there's
sure.
a lot of guys that could KO.
See what happens
guy.
When you're focusing on your own stuff. You don't pay attention to the other people that's on the card.
Yeah, those guys are all on the card. Yeah. There you go.
Which is good because it's a stacked card. And I know it's going to be a great show.
So for this show, when you get out there and you're wherever you are on the card, I want to ask this question because obviously the UFC is looking very closely at fighters right now. Mm-hmm. And they're having to make decisions on whether or not certain fighters are going to stay with the organization, certain fighters need other time. Do you as a fighter, you said focusing on your fight right now and who you're fighting. Do you think about that at all? Do you think about, you know, I've got a performance, say, that is, I think, my best and winning game plan. But I could get caught doing this with this performance. Maybe I'm going to be more aggressive on this front, mm-hmm. or maybe more conservative on this front. Does any of that play into your thought process when the UFC is taking a very close look at their roster and deciding who stays and who goes?
There are times I do think about it, but if I continue thinking about it like too much, it's going to take me away from what goal I'm trying to reach. So I'll put that in the back of my mind and just focus on just going out there, giving the crowd a good show, doing what I normally do is give a good show. Go out there, give a good battle, and, you know, get that W.
And you've been putting on some great performances. I mean, with your fight with Edson, I mean, that was fight of the night, I mm-hmm. believe, right? And, I mean, every time you go out there, I mean, it people know what they're going to get. When the assassin's walking in that cage, man, we know there's going to be fireworks going off. I mean, you're very explosive. I've had the chance to spar with you. And I remember the time after I was done sparring with you, I realized why I was in the 145 weight class. I didn't want to, you know, this guy's tall, man. I'm like sitting here looking at him like, this guy's 55, 155 weight class. But he's like, you know, you're 6'1", and that's dangerous. You know, I mean, it's a very...
Well, it's hard to train for guys like him, isn't it, Sean?
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't. I think you were getting ready to fight Shane Roller at the time.
Yeah,
I had a Muay Thai fight coming up. And it worked out, too.
It worked out good.
I remember, like, I think on our second or third round, one kid goes, Sean, take him down. I was like, oh, dude, taking down a guy at 6 foot is kind of hard to do with boxing gloves. You know, I was like, this is all right, whatever. So we went at it, and it was fun. But you know, going into this fight, I think, you know, you have a definitely an advantage in the striking department. I think, you know, the way your stance is, you know, I love the way you move because you have that nice, like, downward 45-degree angle type striking. And I think that is due to your height. And that's like the Muay Thai philosophy, you know, striking downward, bringing up knees, things like that.
Yeah.
So,
and you don't want to stand up too tall, especially with the wrestler, because if you're going to make it, like, real easy for them to take you down and score points, score to, like, 20 points because you know how wrestlers are.
Yeah.
No, judges
take down,
are,
take
yeah.
down, take yeah. down, and then they're fight's over
win.
Before you
yeah,
know it.
They're always going to win just like that. So that's why I like to change my stance. I don't like to do the whole Muay Thai stand up straight, back straight.
Because of the takedowns. I mean,
yeah. The takedowns, yeah.
It's MMA. UFC fighter Anthony the Assassin and Jaquani in with us today. He's tonight out at Fight League Presents Muay Thai. This is Full Rules Muay Thai out at 28th Street Crown Plaza. Sean DeZay will be there as well to take mm-hmm. your pictures with Anthony. So if you need a cameraman, Sean DeZay will be there for that, right?
No, I think his entourage, I think there's another
no,
guy.
You know what?
Around.
I would rather have Sean DeZay do it. He's a great photographer.
Oh, man.
I would like my boy to be around me.
I'm horrible at taking pictures.
I want somebody to send us a picture or link up on the Facebook page. I want a picture of Sean having to take your picture with people. That's what I want somebody to do tonight at the Crown Plaza. So we can put that'll be our new Facebook timeline picture.
You're going to see somebody else holding a camera like this. I'm like, all right, hold still. We got to do this because I got put up. There was a bet this picture will never be taken. So. There's money on it. I'll do it if there's money. I think there's some specials going on. Burritos in town. You know, buy me a burrito, dude. I'll do it for a burrito.
It's UFC on Fox 7, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That is the card that Anthony Njokwani will be on. He's taking on Roger Bowling. Should be a fun card mm-hmm. coming up 4/20 for the UFC. Which means Gil Melendez might not have guys cornering him. They might be busy.
Well, they'll be busy.
It'll be
a busy night
for that crew.
Anthony, want to thank you for stopping in again tonight. You can see Anthony. He's going to be out at Fight League Presents Muay Thai. It is Full Rules Muay Thai Fighting, Crown Plaza. A very rare instance to see this here in West Michigan. I know, Sean, you and your guys at Triumph are all going to be there tonight because it's a very cool thing to have happen right here in West Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So, Anthony, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Is it okay to say good luck in your fight?
It's always good to say good luck. Just don't say break a leg.
Okay, no, we don't say that to fighters. So good luck in your fight against Roger Bowling. We are looking forward to it. UFC on Fox 7. Make sure you look for Anthony the Assassin Njokuani. Thank you again for being on the show. It is Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
Remember, guys, I'm the tall black guy with glasses and a beanie.
In the cage?
On the
on the dance floor? What?
On the dance floor.
All right, there we go. Yep. That kind of a party.
Yeah, Fight League tonight and in the club later.
All right. Don't forget, wear my shirt off.
It's Way of the Warrior.
Follow our Twitter account at WowShow.